Loma Linda's work, to be separate from the world. We want none of that kind of higher education that will put us in a position where the credit must be given not to the Lord God of Israel, but to the God of Ekron. I felt a heavy burden this morning when I read over a letter that I found in my room, in which a plan was outlined for having medical students take some work at Loma Linda, but to get the finishing touches of their education from some worldly institution. As God's peculiar people, we should not feel that we must acknowledge our dependence upon the transgressors of God's law to give us influence in the world. It is God that gives us influence. He will give us advantages that are far above all the advantages we can receive from worldlings. Shall we, by our course, seem to acknowledge that there is a stronger power with the unbelievers than there is with God's own people? We need not tie to men in order to secure influence. We need not think that we must have their experience and their knowledge. Our God is stronger than any human influence. If we will accept Him as our educator, if we will make Him our strength and righteousness, He will work in our behalf. Shall we unite ourselves with those that are full of error, who have no respect for God's commandments, and shall our students go forth to obtain the finishing touches of their education from them? W.C. What is to be the final outcome? Will all our medical missionaries be simply nurses? Shall we have no more physicians? Or shall we have a school in which we can ourselves give the finishing touches? E.G. White. We shall have a school of our own, but we are not to be dependent upon the world. We must place our dependence upon a power that is higher than all human power. If we honor God, He will honor us. Our influence is dependent upon our carrying out the word of the living God. We weaken our powers by not placing our dependence upon God and taking hold of His strength.